In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Chapter 9 from the Book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has flavored her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Glory be to God. Amen. I ask myself about the topic, and I ask it, what I myself is in need of. Surely wisdom is the highest divine gift. Every human being wants to be wise, but wisdom in our religion in Christianity totally different than the concept of wisdom in many or in other religions. What does wisdom mean? We have to distinguish between two things. God created man and granted him logic, reason, mind, and so on. And surely he wants man to be full of wisdom. And it is a common gift to all mankind. Truly there are degrees, some are more wiser than others, but it is a divine gift. We receive it, if we can say, by nature. And wisdom can be increased through time and through experience. In the Bible, the Old and the New Testaments, we discover that the Bible does not ignore the natural wisdom. And we do not say, oh, only the Christians are wise and the non-Christians are not wise. Never. It is a divine gift every human being receives. We can say a kind of wisdom by nature or as a divine gift. In Christianity, we discover another kind. God granted man to be wise from the beginning. Surely Adam was very wise. He gave names to the animals. He discovered many things by his mind, by his wisdom, and so on. But God, as he is lover of mankind, he wants man or men to be on a great or in high level. Through the natural wise, he wants us to discover that we are in need of God himself. The word of God, or the wisdom of God, what we call the second hypostasis, or in English, we call the second person. Therefore, in the book of Proverbs, and also in the book of Wisdom, always we hear about wisdom as a person. As we heard now, he said, wisdom has built her, not its house. She was hewn out her seven pillars. She has mixed her wine, she not it. It means the writer or the author, by the Holy Spirit, looked to wisdom as a person. As we receive by as human being, if we can say by nature wisdom, we are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom of God. The incarnate wisdom of God. God wants us to be His own children, and He wants us to be in His image. He wants us to be, if we can say, at the top in heaven itself. We can't imagine or we can't express how God truly loves us. He became, or the Lord, or the Word of God, or the wisdom of God, became a man as Saint Athanasius and Saint Cyril of Alexandria and Saint Irenaeus said that men may become gods, not as creators and so on, but to share him, his nature, his characteristics. Then the Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, became a man and he asks us, do you want to receive me? Do you accept me as a gift? Do you accept me to dwell in your hearts? Then, although we do not ignore the natural wisdom, we do not ignore that we have to be in progress and to be developed in our wisdom. At the same time, we are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, to dwell in our hearts and to guide our life, and truly we enjoy the wisdom of God. Perhaps many of us heard the fraction of Saint Epiphanius concerning wisdom. He quoted it from the book of the Proverbs and from the book of wisdom. He spoke about wisdom as the second person of the Holy Trinity. And he spoke how wisdom is more precious than all the treasures of this world. Wisdom is the light or brightness of the Father. Wisdom is the Lord Jesus Christ who came to our world, who became a man, who lived among us so that we may receive Him, to be in communion with Him, to be united with Him. In the book of Wisdom, especially chapter 7 and chapter 9, I hope you read them. There are very, very nice chapters and very important in our lives. In chapter 7, Solomon speaks about the greatness of wisdom. In chapter 9, he speaks of the role of wisdom in our life. He said that God created man by His wisdom. Why He created man? Why? If you ask, why God created me? What is the answer? Why God created you? Yes. In His love. What He wants from you? What about you and the mind of God? What he wants to see in you? Himself. Good. In chapter 9, verse 2 of the book of wisdom, I hope you can take care of this verse. He said, God created man by His wisdom to rule the world by righteousness and sanctity or holiness. He created every single human being to rule, to have authority, to live as a king, to feel that all the world is his own and God created him above the world. Sometimes, especially those who study the psychology, said, now in psychology they said you have to encourage every human being, to encourage him to be a leader, to take the positive, not the negative things, so that everyone not to be depressed, but always to be very high in within himself. If we look to the book of Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon, before Jesus Christ came, and see, God created me and every human being by his own wisdom. Why? He wants me to be a ruler. He wants me to be a king. Or in Psalm 45, he wanted every human being to be the queen and to sit on the right hand of God, the King of Kings. How great we are. And how can I become a king or a queen? By the righteousness. What is the meaning of righteousness? The Lord Jesus Christ is our righteousness. By sanctity, by holiness. He is the Holy One. When I receive him, in him I become holy. This is very important. Wisdom is not just to say, I am very wise, I can arrange or make a plan to my life. I have a special plan for my kids, for my brothers, for the company which I have responsibility to make a plan for the company or anywhere. No. I am more greater than that. I look to myself in the Lord Jesus Christ as he is the King of Kings. I am a king. And he grants me to be above all the world and to feel that in him I have authority. Saint Isaac of Nineveh used to say, you are a king. You can say to this thought, go out from your mind, it will go out. The other thought come in, you have authority to order even thoughts to come in or to go out. This is very important for me and for the new generation, even the babies, to discover their personality, that God wants them to be icon of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be kings and have authority and to live and trust that they have authority over Satan and all his angels. I have authority over my mind, my emotions, my body, my energies. Therefore, in the Lord Jesus Christ, as Saint Paul used to say, I am very strong in him. Outside the Lord, I am very weak. I am a sinner. I feel depressed because how can I control my tongue? How can I control my eyes? How can I control my emotions? Who can sanctify my dreams? And the Lord Jesus Christ, through his wisdom, or as he is the wisdom of God, and I receive him, always I discover the authority which I had received in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is very important. I want to speak practically. Sometimes when we are gathered together, in all ages, even the children, we make others to be depressed. Everything is bad. The world is very evil. We have many problems in the college or in the school or at home and so on. Even in our relationship with our parents, sometimes through all the communications we say, oh, I have a problem with my dad, he's very tough and so on, or my mom and so on. Always we are speaking as we are down. Through the wisdom of God, not only we have authority, we encourage everybody to discover his inner man. The Lord Jesus Christ said that the kingdom of God within you. Can you say that the kingdom of God is very weak? Never. You have the kingdom of God within you. You say, I am very weak. I can't make control on some habits or some sins or so on, because you do not discover the reality of yourself, that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you, as St. Paul said, or as the Lord himself said, that the kingdom of God within you. When St. Paul discovered through the wisdom of God himself what he said, that he had the experience of the heavenly life. Therefore, he was full of joy. He shared angels and their joy, giving thanks, giving hymns, while he was here in this world, in this body. He was not depressed, although he was a man of suffering. And he suffered a lot of temptations and troubles, as he recorded in the second epistle to Corinthians. He said that he practiced death every day, but at the same time, he practiced resurrection, the risen life every day. Therefore, he discovered his authority. In the book of Proverbs and the book of Wisdom, I hope if you read about wisdom, we have to discover how can we receive wisdom? How can we practice the new life in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God? How can we be in fellowship with him? At first, it is written that the fear of the Lord is the head. مخافة الرب رأس الحكمة, the head of wisdom. What is the meaning of the fear of the Lord? The word Lord here is Jehovah, not Adonai or Shaddai in the Hebrew. And there is a difference between these expressions. The same God is called Jehovah, he's called Shaddai, he's called Adonai, he's called Elohim, and so on. Although he is the one God, but every title is concerned in special attitude concerning God. When the Bible speaks about Jehovah, the book is speaking about God who is dwelling among his people. When he spoke about the creation, he is the creator and so on, spoke about Elohim, the Almighty One who created. When he speaks about the fear of God, he speaks about himself who is dwelling among his people, as the Father among his children. Then if we want to be wise and to enjoy the fellowship with the wisdom of God, the incarnate wisdom of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, we are in need to discover that we are the children of God, and God is living among us. He is living among us as we are his own church. He is living within me because I am the temple of God. But we are in need to discover our situation. We are children of God, and children of God doesn't mean just we do what we want. Okay, we have the freedom, or the freedom of the glorified children of God. Through this freedom, I have the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I share Him, His life, His risen life. I am special in His mind. I am, truly He is concerned in me. He is interested in me. He is involved in my glorification. If we ask the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you doing in heaven? He would say, oh, I am involved in your glorification. As He said to the disciples that He ascended, or He would ascend to heaven to prepare a special place for every one of us to be in the bosom of the Father and to enjoy the divine and the heavenly glory. As we heard now, wisdom has built her house. Wisdom has built her house. What is the house of the wisdom? The church. Who is the church? We. We are the church. He built us. When He built us, He built us as His own dwelling place. He is interested to dwell in you and in me, and to make me and you as the, we can say, the Holy of Holies. When the Lord is dwelling in a place, it means this place becomes the heaven of heavens, or the Holy of Holies. Then when we learn wisdom has built his house, I am the house of God. I am the house of God. I remember when I was in, at that time, high school, I read a book about a group in a city. They enjoyed the Bible, and they insisted to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had a special spiritual exercise. They said, when we want to do anything, we ask ourselves, I am a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can say one of my eyes are looking towards the right and the other looking towards the left. Never. If the two eyes are in two directions, I can't see the right nor the left. It will make a confusion in the sight. I can't say my hands are waiting for something and my legs wants to do to go another place. There is a kind of harmony between all the members through the head. Therefore, when we are looking to ourselves at the members of the church, all of us, we are working in harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, when we want to do anything, we ask ourselves, is the Lord Jesus Christ here or in my situation, what He will do? And we will do according to His own decision. They started to work together, and at first, they had many problems with the people. They want to be very sincere, very faithful, to say the truth and so on. At first, they failed. There is no success. Afterward, the people discovered their honesty, their sincerely life and so on. they became very successful. Therefore, when any person asks you, what will I do in this or in that thing? If a child asks you, which programs can I see in the TV? Or what sites can I see in the computer? The answer, don't give him the answer, do that and do not do that. The answer at first, is the Lord Jesus Christ in your place, what he will do? And you have to hear the voice of the Lord within you and to do according to the will of the Lord. As a priest or layman, as a young person or an elder or a child, this is the answer. If I ask myself, I am now, what about when I will go to the liturgy? What will I do? I ask, if the Lord is celebrating the liturgy, what he will do? The Lord Jesus Christ came to our world. And he practiced everything. He was a baby. He was at first in the womb of his mother. He became a baby, child, a boy, a young person, and a man. And he didn't become an elder. Why? As he did, we have to do. He shared us our life so that we may share him his own life. He didn't accept to be an old man because he doesn't want to be very weak, so that we must not be very weak. He was always working, even while he was in the womb of his mother. He preached to John the Baptist while he was in the womb of his mother. He worked while he was a baby, a child, a young person. We don't know what he did. But surely he attracted many persons to heaven itself. And when he started his ministry, he granted us, or he put the plan very open to us. Therefore, we have to not only to imitate him or to follow him, we have to receive him, and in him we practice or we share him his own work. I have my Lord within me. When I fast, it is not just I try to fast. My Lord within me, he fasted before, and I ask him, as you fasted, I want to share you your fasting. Why he prayed? Because when I pray, I said, when I pray, I am hidden in you, and through you, I speak with the Father, and so on. Then when we hear, wisdom has built her house, I am his house. And all the church here in Ottawa is his house. And all the church all over the world who have the same faith and are sincere in their life as children of God are, all of them, is his house. She has hewn out her 7 pillars. Usually pillars were looking at that time as a sign of victory. The kings, when they conquer any place, they put a pillar, they write, or they make many statues concerning their victory over this country. God wants you to be a pillar. God, in his mind, wants every person, every single believer, even the children. He wants all of us to be pillars in heaven itself. Don't belittle yourself. Don't say, okay, I just come to the church, I read the Bible, I fast the Great Lent, I confess, and so that all these things are good. But I am a pillar in heaven itself. God wants me to be a hero. God wants me to be special in His, in our, or in even in heaven itself. She has also furnished her table. What is the table? The table, in fact, is the Eucharist. He furnished, he prepared the table to eat and to drink the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not as a custom, not as a habit. No, I want to be united to abide in Him, and He abides in me. Every time I receive the Eucharist, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I feel I have a new experience, a new depth in my relationship with God. It is not just, oh, I used to go to Abuna once a month and to confess and to receive communion every week, once a week, and so on. Okay. But although there is an order, a plan, but what is more important, every day I receive the body and the blood on Sunday or in any liturgy of Eucharist through the week, not just for the time when, in which I was in the church. It is that dynamo which can work in my life all the week. I receive Him so that I represent Him wherever I am. Even while I am sleeping, I feel I am in His bosom, I am His ambassador, I am His icon. I am not a little thing, I am a representative of Christ Himself. Second thing, His table always are prepared. What about His table? It means a feast. Saint Athanasius, the great, used to say or to write in his Paschal letters, Jesus Christ is our continuous feast. Jesus Christ, our Lord, came here to this world. And on His advent, He changed earth into heaven to the believers, as Saint John Chrysostom used to say. And he said He came to change men into angels. The angels are in a continuous feast. We can't imagine one of the angels or archangels or any of the heavenly hosts is in grief, never. Or they are in worry, never. They are always rejoicing, and nothing can prevent them from rejoicing. God wants me to be like an angel, wants me to be always rejoicing. Perhaps you said, what about troubles? What about temptations? What about sin? And so on. The Lord Jesus Christ came here, and while He was crucified, from outside He was in grief. When you read in the epistle to the Hebrews, I think chapter 11 or 12, it is said, for the pleasure, for His pleasure, He accepted our shame. He accepted suffering. He accepted crucifixion. It was His pleasure. He was rejoicing. On the cross, if we ask the Lord, what about your feeling? He said, it is a victory. I am glorified. By crucifixion, yes. By crucifixion, I defeated Satan and all his angels. I granted my believers victory over them. I opened the gates of heaven. I crushed the gates of hell. I embrace those who died in hope, and I will bring them to the paradise. It was his pleasure to do all these things. From outside, all his body was full of wounds. He was in grief. They looked to him as a very weak person, and so on. From inside, God the Father was, it was his pleasure that his only begotten Son was crucified on behalf of all mankind, or for on behalf of all the world. And the gates of heaven are open to men. And the paradise received Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, and Rebecca, and so on. It was the glorious moment for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was the moments of joy for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the table of the feast are prepared for us. You have the credit, not a credit card from any bank. It is a credit card from God Himself. By this card, you became a heavenly one, or as a heavenly one. And the heaven are waiting, and heaven wants to welcome you as it is your own home. They said, and the heavenly host say to you, welcome home. We are waiting for your coming. Therefore, wisdom of God means to eat and to drink. To eat and to drink the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you may become truly as an angel of God, and to be full of joy, and to discover that your place, your home is heaven, not here in this world. At last we can say the words of wisdom. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is sent in, let him turn in here. I am waiting for your coming. Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Sometimes we imagine that we are in need to ask God, can you come and forgive my sins? Can you accept me? As if we want to go to God. In fact, the wisdom of God are looking to you, and the wisdom of God cries to you, come, I am waiting for you. You have special place in my heart. Come here, leave your foolishness, and receive me. Jacob, the apostle, said that every good gift is from God, the Father of light. Who is the Father of life? He's my Father. I can't imagine before you are going at home, you call your father or your mother and said, Dad, can I come? Can I sleep this night at home? This is your home. How can you say that? The Lord Jesus Christ said to you, heaven is your home. Wisdom is yours. I am yours. Why you don't receive me? I hope all of us truly to become wise in the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Him and to ask Him to work in our lives, so that truly we feel that we are living here in this world as angels of God, full of joy, full of wisdom. Glory be to God. Amen.